Vayar Balak ben Sipor, Parshas Balak. Balak and Bilam are both teaming up, trying to find a solution for this problem, the Jewish problem. So there's an interesting Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Yeridaya and Simon Shinun Vav. He writes, Yesh li l'oirer b'dover echad, he says, that most of the things in the Torah, we know, we saw Matan Torah, the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, but this story of Balak and Bilam, Mi higid lanu, ma hoya ben melech moya hu ben koysem echad Bilam shmoy, sheboi lov al artsoy. We wouldn't have known that they had a meeting and that he made mizbechois and that they tried and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking mahapich the klala to bracha. But he writes that Avada, we have to have a Muna Moshe Rabbeinu was Megal to us in the Torah, and we know now that that's also Torah's Emes, like any other Chelik of Torah, but the Etzim, we wouldn't have known about it if not. And that's why maybe the Gemara in Brachis, Taf Yudbeis, the Gemara says, Bikshu L'Gvoya Parshas Balak and Kriyashma. There was a Havamina that Balak, the Parsha, should also be a Chelik of Kriyashma. The Pshat is because it's Taka Yesoid of Amuna. Now it's interesting, it's called Parshas Balak. There's a Mesorah to the names of the Parshas. It could have been Parshas Vayar. You know, we have Parshas Vayera, Parshas Vo'era. Not that many Parshas have names. There are actually five, I'm keeping cheshbon of Parshas with names. Noyach, Yisroi, well, Noyach could have been told us, yeah? Noyach, Yisroi, Koyrach, Balak, Pinchas. So, there's a vote from Ramea Pramashlan. Why is Balak, Zoycha, that a Parshas is Mikrash al Shmoy? He says, Balak is an Erlich Hagoy. A lot of times the guy, he's signing us, but he doesn't advise it. Balak is Erlich. He says, Klar, he's nice. It's Klar what the situation is. So you do what we always saw, but there's a word from the Oyev Yisrael Me'apta. He said that Parshas Balak, Balak is Rosh HaTevis, V'ahavta L'reyacha Kamoicha, Balak. And the Chassidim asked him, they said, well, say, it's the Beis, it's not a Vav, and the Kuf is not a Chav. Mekayshi L'lamed is Beseda, yeah? So he said, if you're going to sow medaktik in the Oisius, that's nicht haben v'habt l'reicha kamoicha. V'habt l'reicha kamoicha, the system is that not so medaktik in the Oisius. Now, the identity, who is Bilam and Balak? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei that Bilam is the son of Lavan, because the Gemara says Ba'or, his name is Bilam ben Ba'or. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei, Bilam, I'm sorry, Ba'or, who Lavan, who Kushan, Rishasai, who comes up later in the Navi. So, Ba'or is Lavan, Abizai Bilam is the son of Lavan. But there's actually a Makar in the Tanchuma and in Targum Yonison later on in Parshas Matos that Bilam is Lavan. Whether that means literally or some kind of a Gilgal Neshama is Totan Beer, but Bilam is either the son of Lavan or he's Lavan Atzmai or in the Zayar's Mashmi, he's an Enikal of Lavan. It's Mesha Shaikhi to Lavan. Now, if it's Taka Lavan, it's interesting. The Targum Yonison says, when the Pasuk says, Goder Mizeh, the Goder Mizeh. What is this Goder Mizeh, the Goder Mizeh? It's Yene Gal Eid. And if Lavan Hainu Bilam, it's Moiridik. The same Gal Eid, where Lavan is Mavtiach, not the Chepper with Kalal Yisro. So now, when he comes to Chepper, the Gal Eid, the Goder Mizeh, the Goder Mizeh, comes to prevent him. Me'idach Yisa, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Kufav says that Bilam was only 33 years old when he was finally killed, based on the Pasuk, and Anshei Domim Umirma La Yechetsu Yemeim. So he was only 33 years old. Avad, the Rashi already before is that the Midrashim are Chalukim. On one hand, we're saying here that Bilam is 33. Now, Farshtetzach, if Bilam is Lavan, then he's certainly much older, but that's not what Rashi asks. Rashi asks from a different Midrash, from a different Chazal, that the Gemara says that Gimel Hayu Ba'isei Eitzah, that there were three in the Eitzah by Parai, Bilam, Ioiv, and Yisroi. So if Bilam was there by the Eitzah by Parai, he's certainly much more than 33 years old. Rashi says it's a Machlokes. Now, whoever he is, Avada, as the Ben Yehoyada writes, Bilam is Gematria Tzorois. We just finished Yevamis with all of its Tzorois, but Bilam is Gematria Tzorois. Farshtetzich, not Bilam. Kipshutai Bilam b'miluoy. You spell out the letters. Beis is Beis Yotof, Lamed, Lamed, Memdalet, Ayin, Yudnun, Mem, Mem is 696. Is Gematria Tzorois. Now, Me'idach Yisrael we have here, he's teaming up with Balak. Who is Balak? The Zohar says, there's Midrashim that Balak is one of the Bnei Bonav of Yisroi. But the Chidah actually brings his girsa in the Zohar is that Balak is the son of Yisroi. That means Balak and Moshe Rabbeinu are brothers-in-law. Now it's interesting, even if he's an Enikel, his name is Balak ben Sipor. That means if he's an Enikel of Yisroi, that's interesting that Yisroi has a son Sipor. He has a daughter Tzipora and a son Sipor. But Akoponim, it's Meshach Shaychi to Moshe Rabbeinu. B'derech klal, the time of the year when we lay in Parshas Balak is somach close to, or mamish on, Yud Zayin Tammuz. in Chutz Loretz, I think they're going to be learning Balak this year on Yud Zayin Tammuz. We're a week behind us. But Balak is Shaykh to Yud Zayin Tammuz. Balak is the grandfather, great-grandfather of Rus. Balak is the starting point of Malchus Beis David. The Chasam Sofer makes a cheshbon in the Megillus Rus that Boyaz and Rus, Rus was nichnas leheiroyon on Yud Zayin Tammuz. Yud Zayin Tammuz has in it, be'etzem, a lot of potential. It was supposed to be Matan Torah, and it has in it a lot of potential. The Hascholas HaDvarim starts over here. And a lot of the Nevuas of Bilam, it's referred to in the Rambam and Hilchas Melachim, and many of the Rishonim explain it, that a lot of the Nevuas of Bilam later on in the Parsha are Nevuas that are talking about Geula HaAsido, Mashiach. Later on the Pasuk says, Mishumay El, which is it's Yishmuel, Mishumay El, Mishumay is the letters Umisham, Umisham Yikachecha, Gematria David Ben Yishai. It's names and in Yonim that are talking about the Geula HaAsido. So, getting back to the beginning of the parsha, Vayar Balak ben Sipor, what did he see? The Balaturim says, Ra'a she'amda lo'ichama le'moshe. What was he so nispol about that he saw that the sun stopped for Moshe Rabbeinu? So there's a vart from the Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yoel, he says, the koyach of Bilam, the Gemara says in Brachos, he was, and Avodah Zarah, that he was yodea l'chavin b'diyuk v'shaw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koyas. There's a certain rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koyas. Oh, but now he has a problem. If Moshe Rabbeinu is able to stop the Shemesh and control time, so then we're not going to be able to shtel tzu. This was what he was worried about. He says, oh, now we have to work on a different plan over here. Because it's not exactly going to work. There's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah compares, contrasts Bilam to Avram Avinu. Interesting. Talmidov of Avram Avinu is Ayin Toiv. Ruach nemucha nefesh shefela. Meidach talmidov of Bilam Arasha, Ayin Ra, Ruach gavoya nefesh rechava. Different tchunos. You know, it says by both of them, it's interesting, Ushnei Na'orov. Na'orov is the Rosh HaTevas. By Avram and by Bilam it says it. Na'orov, Na'or is Nun, Ayin, Reish, Neshama, Ayin, and Ruach. They both have a Neshama, Ayin, and Ruach. But Avram Avinu's is, as mentioned, nefesh shefela, Ruach nemucha, Ayin, Toiva. Bilam's is fakert. So we're down at the Svarim. Ayin Toiva Ruach Namucha Nefesh Fela is Gematria, 1,332, but it's Gematria, the Pasuk right before Matan Torah, there's a Pasuk in Parshas Yisroi, Vayadabar Lekim Eskol Advarim Ha'elo Lemar, the Pasuk right before Aseres HaDibros of Anoichi. Vayadabar Lekim Eskol Advarim Ha'elo Lemar is 1,332, the same Gematria of Ayin Toiva Ruach Namucha Nefesh Fela. Remez Lederech Eretz! Kodma l'Torah. Matan Torah, Anoichi is Aseres HaDibros is Torah. What's Kodma l'Torah? Kodma l'Torah is the pasuk that's gematria. These shayrishik midos, the Rabbi Yoni, the Mishnah, there says these are the three most important midos that's koilo the entire person. Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shefela. Now, Bilam and Balak are having a shaka v'tariya. He should go, he shouldn't go. What is he able to do? He's giving him his list of instructions, what he's taka capable of doing, what not. And at one point he tells him already, he says, listen, Vayan Balam, he says, Loi uchal avaris pi Hashem alikoi lasos kitana oy gedoyla. I can't do even big or small. It's not up to me. Whatever Hashem wants, that's what's going to happen. So there's a cute pshat. There's a few different neschoyes that it goes. The ma'aseh like this. The Gemara says in Brachos pshat. What it means kitana oy gedoyla. There's a Gemara in Brachos that says that of Zion that Bilam was yodea the rega that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was koyis. And if Hakadosh Baruch Hu was koyis, then it wouldn't have been nishtayer. Misaynem shall Yisrael sridu polit. Nor Hakadosh Baruch Hu beroiv chastoy is ma'ekav lekabayel ma'ezem le'ezom Hashem zechar na ma'ayot bilam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mesada that he wasn't koyis then, but be'emes he knew the rega of the kas. Frek toises over there in Brachos and Avodah Zarah also. What could Bilam do already in this one rega of kas? It's a rega kememre. It takes 1 second, less than what could he already say? So toises says two terutzim. The erste terutz is kalim. He could say kalim, destroy them. That's the same amount of time it says takes to say rega. I don't know, if you don't spell out the ayin, rega, then rega is only two letters, kalim is three. But okay, he'll chap a rein. Rega, he'll say kalim. The tzveita teretz Tosfos says, the balti is going to start his klola at that opportune second. Once he starts, he's able to be mamshik even afterwards. So yesh lodim ulai, when the gepasuk says, achas ketana oy gedoyla, is the two teretzim of Tosfos. Ketan is the first teretz, that he'll just do kalim. And gedoyla is that if you start at that moment, you can be mamshik and more. But maybe Bederach Drash, if that wasn't, you could say that I heard once that Kalim is really a Rosh HaTevis for the three brachas that Bilam ends up giving. Kalim is Ki Loi Nachash V'Yakov, Loi Ishkel V'Yachaziv, and Ma Toiv V'Elech V'Yakov. So in the first Teretz of Tosfos Gufa, we have Ketana, Kalim, and we have Gedoyla, that the Kalim stands for a Rosh HaTevis of a much larger thing. I once heard a different shot. Balak and Bilam, the Emes have in them the name, the letters Amalek. Besides the base of the Lamed, it's the letters of Amalek. Now Amalek, on one hand, I saw that it says that in one Rega, Bilam could do everything. Rega is Rashis Goyim Amalek. Rosh HaTevis, Rashis Goyim Amalek. On the other hand, there's a Pasuk, Rak, Kol Hayoyim, is Soif HaTevis Amalek. Amalek could be Rak Rega. Amalek could be in a Rega. You could have a person makes the wrong turn, he could be in the wrong place. But you can be, and Amalek could also be the entire Rak Kol Hayoyim. So it's Achas Katana Egedoyla. There's two Eifanim, how it could be. Now, just Lahalocha, it's interesting, there's a Chiddush Lahalocha. In the Aruch HaShulchan, it's Yidua, the Magen Avraham says, in Hilchas Tefillah, in Simen Kofiyud, that if a person is mamish by Soif Zman Tefillah, and he only has a minute or two left, and he doesn't have enough time to say the whole Shmoyne Esrei Tefillah of Brachas, of Shacharis, let's say, any Tefillah, but let's say of Shacharis, so he should say Havineinu. As I said to Magen Avraham, you don't have enough time to daven. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, maybe if you start davening when the Zman is still the Zman, as long as you started the Tefillah, maybe it could be mamshech even beyond the Zman Tefillah. I don't know how long, for hours, I don't know, but he says you can start. He says it's totally in the two terutzim of Toisvis and Brachas Davzayin. The Toisvis and Brachas Davzayin asks, what could Bilam do in the Rega? So he says, either you have to do Kalein, finish it then, or no, maybe you can be mamshech the Tefillah afterwards. And we have it, Bilam, we know the famous Gemara, Darshan, the Pasuk says, in the end of Sefer Dvarim, V'leikom Novi Oy B'Yisrael K'moyshe, it's a Pasuk, the Chazal Darshan, B'Yisrael Leikom, Avol B'Umay Sa'olam Kom, Umanu Bilam Bilam, is a Novi that was come parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu's Darg of Nevuah, hard to fathom. There's a very interesting, Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin says a beautiful pshat in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yudalid. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yudalid, is saying all of the Sifrei Tanakh, the Chavdal of Sifrei Tanakh, who was the author, who wrote the various Sifrei Tanakh, and it says the different Nevi'im that wrote the various Sifrei Tanakh, who wrote Sefer Shmuel, Sefer Melachim, Sefer Yecheskel, and it talks about the Chamisha Chamsheret, it says, Moshe Kosav Sifrei V'Sefer Bilam, an interesting expression, Moshe wrote the Chamisha Chamsheret, the Chamisha Chamsheret and Tarshish Bilam, Tarshish Bala, Sefer Bilam, what's Sefer Bilam, what's different about it? Says Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin Amorah D'Kisad, he says, we have one of the Ikrei Amunah is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is B'Yisoid Chaluk on a different level than the other ones, as the Gemara describes it as Aspaklaria Hami'ira, as opposed to the Shar Nevi'im that was Aspaklaria Sha'in Hami'ira. There are many Peshatim what that means. But says Rabbi Yeshua Leib like this, Aspaklaria Hami'ira means a clear see-through glass, as opposed to Aspaklaria Sha'in Hami'ira, that the Etzem, you see it warped in a different color, in a different surah, and you have to fartaych it. And he says like this, the other Navi and Be'emes could perceive a Nevuah, but they could manipulate it and change it based on their Havana. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was crystal clear, Aspaklar and Ir, there's nothing to do. Now he says, the Emes's Bilam was not on the Darg of Moshe, but Bilam was a Navi, and as such, his plan was, when he's going to perceive the Nevuah, which of course he understood was going to be something with Toivas Klal Yisrael, he's going to perceive it on the level of Aspaklar Yisha'inim Ira, and then change it for his needs, what he wants to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'roiv Chastoy gave him the Darga upgraded. He gave him an upgrade. Goes straight to Aspaklaria Me'ira. There's nothing for him to change. It comes at Ma Toivu Elecha Yaakov Visa Shtey. There's no way to change it. So he says like this, Be'emes, Moshe Rabbeinu rewrote Sefer Bereshis also. Sefer Bereshis is already the Nevuas of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. There's Nevuas, but it wasn't the Darga of Moshe. Moshe writes it with Aspaklaria Me'ira. The one thing that Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzim really shouldn't have had to write again is Bilam's, because Bilam's words was already Aspaklaria Me'ira. So Moshe Rabbeinu was only a matik. Matik is a copy, like cut and paste. Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why it says it bazunder Sefer Bilam. He wrote it bazunder Sefer Bilam because Sefer Bilam really didn't need to be re-shteld avek as the darug of Aspaklari and Ira. Now Rav Shach in Avi Ezri al Rambam in the Hilchas Yisoyi Atayra brings this whole shtickle from Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin ba'arichas gedoyla. And he writes, probably being cute, that Eini Elokim Matik as Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Leib, and he's saying, he says word for word Rabbi Shmuel Leib, and just at the end of the shtickle, he adds, he says he wants to say Efshe One Haysafa. Based on this whole Mahalach of Aspaklari and Irenat, he says maybe we can now understand Tesefes Havana and what it means the Nesoyen of Akedas Yitzchok. Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to be Oikid Yitzchak. What's the Shaila? The Rabbanu Shalom came begiloi to tell him to do it. The Pshat is, but Avraham Avinu was Aspaklar Yesha'enei Me'ira. And B'cholif and Avraham Avinu already had a Nevuah that he's going to have a Yitzchak and he's going to have a child and he's going to have Zerah and there's going to be a Hemshech. And now he's hearing something that doesn't stim with that. He's being told to kill him. He doesn't have kids yet. He doesn't have Eniklach. It's not a Hemshech. What's going to be? B'meshech Beisi. Well, how could it be? It's a steer to the previous Nevuah that he already heard. And non-aspaklari me'ira level, he would maybe be able to b'cholif and fartaychit. Maybe it means something else. And he did. That's what he was oimid ben Asoyin. He was oimid ben Asoyin to perceive it as it said. And of course, the rest is history. But that's the nakuda that he wants to take out of it. Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'osoyin. There's a whole story over here with Bilam, with the osoyin. Bilam, it says, was he was married to the chamor. Oysa ishus im ha'chamor. I heard someone with Derech Melitza. Why is chamor? He figured if it's the chamor, he won't have a shviger. He'll for then that he won't have a shviger to tell him what to do. In the end, the chamor tells him what to do. This doesn't gain on that. But it's interesting. The medrash. The Medrash says, no, actually the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Vav, Asara Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshos Ve'eluhain Pi Ha'oretz, which was in Parshas Koirach, Pi Ha'Be'er, which was in Chukas, Pi Ha'osoin, which is in Parshas Balak, and that's it. There's actually a fourth one in Parshas Pinchas. There's also Pi Ha'Goyrel, but Pi Ha'Goyrel wasn't created on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshos. So it's not on the list over here, but we have Pi Ha'aretz, Pi Ha'be'er, Pi Ha'asayin, Hakeshes, Vamon, Hamate, Vashamir, Vaksav, Vamichta, Valuchos. V'yesh Oimrim, Af Elish of Avraham Avinu. So there's a nidin over here. What does it mean, Pi Ha'asayin? The Mefarshim and the Mishnayos, the Bartanur, and there's many of the Mefarshim, they grapple with this issue. Does it mean literally this Chamor, what the Asayin was taught thousands of years old? Or just the koyach hadibur that was going to us and be in the us and was already created. How literal should we understand it? You know, it's interesting because the us tells Bilam, it's interesting, he tells him, Anoichi asoincha sherechavta me'oitcha ayayim hazeh. Loshen of the Medrash. Malamed shaloi ha'yizakein sherei ha'osin g'day lahimenu. The Medrash says, you see, Bilam's not that old. The us is older than him. But that's interesting because we mentioned earlier, it's a machlokes. One day in the Gemara, Sanhedrin, Kofhei, that Bilam died at the age of 33. The other day it was that he was 100 years old. Maybe we said he's even Lavan. The Medrash is being spoiled. The Osin is older than Bilam. Okay. If the Osin also was created at Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas literally, yeah, then it's older than Bilam, even if Bilam is Lavan. But the Medrash is being spoiled. The Medrash says, Malamin Shaloi HaYazakeh. He wasn't that old. The Osin is older than him. I mean, you know, older is old. It's all relative. Like the other side, it's Mamish. He's 500 years old. He's 2,000 years old. It's Bechlal of an under level, an under... Amen. Now Bilam wants to try, Bilam and Balak both, because they're trying a mahalach of karbonos. And he's makar of karbonos once, twice, three times, the whole process of being makar of karbonos. Now it's interesting, when they finally realize that the karbonos and the hechad timtzal yidei, the karbonos to bring down a klal is not going to happen, and it starts brachas going, at the end of the parsha, we have a whole new kivun, that maybe there's an etzah to try to be machshel them in chet. So there's a beautiful pshat from the Chasam Sofer. Why didn't right away, when they come for an etzah zogar over here for Bilam, why didn't he tell them this etzah that he has, this gevaldik etzah to be machshel them in b'nos midyon and chet? That will become a chorban. Look what happened, a magefa. The kefer, look what happened in Klal Yisrael. So the Chasam Sofer says, there's a machlekes in the Gemara in Yevamos. How many times is a chazokah? Twice or three times? So he says like this. Bilam held twice as a chazaka. So Bilam held, the Yidden were already choyte in the eagle. And the Yidden were already choyte in the meraglim. And definitely things happened because of that. But the Eibishter said, salachti. To be machzor them in the chet a third time, they already have a chazaka that's going to work out for them. So he said, let's go with a different kivon. Let's go with the karbonis. And he was machzor karbonis once and twice. And if we do it in the psukim, after the second time, Bilam says, okay, I'm finished. Twice, we tried the karbonis. There's a chazaka, it's not going to work. Balak says, oh, you hold like a Shimon Gamliel, I hold like Rebbe, I hold three times as a chazaka. So Bilam says, okay, try a third time. Say, prove it, get a carbon, try a third time. Balak tries a third time, doesn't go. Bilam tells him, ah, you hold three, I have an eitzah for you. I realize now you all three. I was fast going two is a chazaka. You all three is a chazaka. I have a different plan, Bechla. I didn't think of it before. But I have a different plan over here, because even though there was already Egel, there was already Meraglim, but that's only twice. Lishitoscha, three times. We could try Chet. Let's try Benois Midyan. Adkan. That's some cipher. Now, again, maybe it's just the Melitza, but it's interesting. Lashon of the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The Gemara and Sanhedrin, when it describes the inyan of the Chet of Benois Midyan, it's a whole process that it describes that there was an old lady selling fabrics for a more expensive price, and then came out a younger Isha that comes and says, maybe I have cheaper or better quality. It's like a whole shock of a time. And then he goes inside, and then she says, do chet, but only if you're going to do znos. Only then, avoid the zar, a whole process. The lashon of the Gemara, zekein oimeres, this is the price, v'yalda oimeres by pachis, shnayim oishloisha pa'amim, lashon of Gemara. This process happened two or three times. The Gemara is saying two or three times, because it's a machloikis taka, whether it's two or three times. Now, Bittu starts talking about the Shevach of Klal Yisrael, one of the brachas, one of the shvachim that tightens up Klal Yisrael. Hein am levodod yishkoin uvagoyin lo yischashov. The Beis Halevi says, it's Yisoid that Gedolim always talked about, that a Yid has to stay separated from the Goyim. If he mingles with the Goyim, that from there is not going to come the Yeshua. There were times in the Askola that they thought that's Dafka, that's where the Yeshua is going to come from, and it was time and again proven to them wrong. If the Yid doesn't make Kiddush, the guy is going to come make Abdullah for him. But he says the Taitch in the Pasuk, Hein am levodod, if you're going to say separate, Yishkoin, then Bethsaida, then you'll have regia, it will be calm. Uva goyim. But if you think you're going to mix with the goyim, then lo yischasha. Then you're not going to be able to beistand it. It's interesting, one of the other Neschais Rashi brings, on the pasuk, mi mona afar Yaakov. Rashi says, ein cheshbin b'mitzvah sheim ekayimim b'ofer. There's not even a cheshbin of such a shevach, even with offer, how many mitzvahs they do. And it's interesting, Rashi's lashon is, ein cheshbin, there's no cheshbin. But I say, how many mitzvahs is there? There's leisachrish b'shar v'chamar, leisiz reklaim, and efer para, and offer soita. I saw the Rekeach makes the cheshbin based on the Yalkut Shemani, there are 10 mitzvahs that they do with offer. Beseder, it's still a mother, the lashon of Rashi, ein cheshbin, on a cheshbin. Count with your fingers, up to 10. There's a vart the Chasam Sofer brings from his shver, from Rabbi Kveger, Gematria. It says, Dilam is complaining, Bolak is complaining, Lokai oivai lekachticha v'hinei beirachti borech. I took you to curse them, you're benching them. He says there are two parts of the year. I mean, it depends where you daven, which stibble, but he says, be'etzem, the way it is there is 130 days where we don't say tachnan. And that's gematria lokoiv. And there are 222 days that we do say tachlan. That's borech. Borech is 222. Now the days of tachlan are days of din. So he's saying, I wanted you to turn even the days of rachamim into din. And instead, it turned out the other way. Lokoiv lakticha v'nei v'rachti borech. You turn the non-tachlan days into tachlan days. As I bring there, from Rabbi Kveger. Now of course, the classic, the bracha. Ma toivu ayolecha Yaakov mishkanei secha Yisrael. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mi berchosei shalai se rosh atalomid mahayi belibay, bikei shloi ma'ar shaloi yelam bati kenisi esubati midrashes." And the nepach lebracha is matoivu alecha Yaakov. Now it's a shaila. In the siddur it says matoivu alecha Yaakov, and then we say vani borev chazdecha. The maral, the chuvas marshal, sorry, the chuvas marshal says davening. We shouldn't say matoivu. That's Bilam's words. We should start from the ani borev chazdecha oive beisecha. But the ma'isa in the siddur in Klal Yisrael most. Start off taka the tefillah, the psichas advarim of tefillah is matoivu alecha Yaakov. I heard once that maybe when we say matoivu from the Leif Simcha, I think it was his yotzeit yesterday, this week, one day, he says that one of the zechirois is that a person is supposed to remember. The Navi says zechor no ma yoatz bolok melech moiv ma ono yisei bilam. Where's the zechira? When are we makayim this din of zechira? Pnei shu es the kasha. Peneshua and Afid Beis, where the Gemara says, Bikesh, Lukvoya, Parshas, Bolok, in Kriyashma, because that was one of the Zechirois. That's why we said a different shot at the beginning of the Shia, but Lukhara, there's a pshat. We mentioned Zechirois, Yisrael, Mitzrayim, in Kriyashma, we should also mention this Zechira. And the Peneshua says, we're Taka, are we on a daily basis, Makayim, this Zechira? The Leif Simcha said, he says, when we say Matoivu, Alecha Yaakov, Ayid Zok, Matoivu, Alecha Yaakov, that's the Bechina that he's being Makayim, the Zechira of Ma Yotz. Bilam, and all that. Now we mentioned already, I'll say it again, the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Barichas, he goes through the psukim of Eren of Alayata, Sheren of Alaykarev, Derech Chaych of Miyaka, Vikam Shev Yisrael. All of this, he learns up the Rambam that a chelik of it is going on, Dovid HaMelech, a chelik of it is going on, Mashiach, Mashiach Ben Dovid, Mashiach Ben Yosef, a whole process that these nevuas are going on Mashiach Tzaitim. Now you have at the end of the parsha, as we mentioned, that Bilam sees that the karbonis is not going to work, he tries to make them do chet. And the MS, the Magefa, with the Vayiyu HaMesim, the Magefa Arbo, the Esrim Olef. It's Mefurish, the Magefa, there was 24,000 died in the Magefa. There was a different Magefa by Koirach with 14,000, and someone remembers the number. How many people died in the Magefa by Koirach was 14,700, I think. There's a Peladik upon him Yofis in the Haflah. He has an Arichas in Parshas Koirach to explain by Arichas why the 24,000 died by the Magefa of Koirach. And the later on, Achronim handled it. It's not a Pella in Koirach. The Pasuk says a different number. But here it says, Taka, 24,000. And they didn't know what to do. There's a Magefa going on. The Hema Boichim, the Olam is crying. Okay? It's sad, they're crying, but you're not doing something. Vayavoy, Ish Echad comes Pinchas, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. It's next part next week, but over here in this week's parasha we have Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar. There's a very interesting pshat in the Paradis Yosef HaChodesh. He brings from Rav Mechoel Ber Weissmandel, Iluyashe pshat. The Targum Yonison says, Ve'inon Boichim, they were crying, the Hema Boichim. Tagam Yonison says, V'inon boichin v'karyin kriyashma. They were saying kriyashma. They were saying kriyashma. The Chidah says, even there's a remez, V'yikach roimach biyodi. Roimach is 248. There's 248 words in kriyashma. Roimach without a vav. Roimach with a vav is for the six letters. The vav is baruch shem kivoy mach usay lo'ilam vod. 248 is without baruch shem kivoy mach usay. So either roimach with a vav, without a vav, it's the kriyashma. But he says a different shabbat, B'chol Ber Weissmandel. He says, they were saying Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's bavust that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Gematria 1,118. It's Negei, a lot of other minyanim we spoke other times, but what's Negei over here, he says, if you make a cheshbon, how many Yidden were in the Midbar with the Levim in the beginning of when they went to Midbar, and how many there were now in the times of Pinchas, the difference is 1,120. But he says you have to take out two people that died from their own chet, the Makal and the Makoshish. So the amount missing is 1,118. That's what it means. They were saying, they were crying, and saying Kriyashma, they were crying on the cheshbon of the what's it called? I once heard from Rabbi Sternbach, it was Nagei once to make a machab at a certain Indian. I forgot which sugi it was, but when he was speaking about the Kanoyus of Pinchas, he says everyone else also they realized there's an Enka Matziv. They were saying Kriyashma, they were crying. Aber Pinchas went and did something. What happens? We wait for a week and we hear the Maisa of Pinchas is this week, the Schar is next week, Bezer Hashem.